But our more immediate business here on Speak Up Las Cruces with Walt Rubel and Peter Goodman co-hosting today is to talk with Sean Miller, who's in the studio, and Terry Davis, who will be on the phone in a moment, about high school theater and the Enchantment Awards. So first, are you on with us, Terry?
He'll
be on in a moment.
Yeah, he's coming.
Well, welcome, Sean.
We've got Sean right here, so let's talk with him.
So you actually, these awards that they give, like the Academy Awards, except it's New Mexico High School Acting, and if I understand correctly, you were nominated for Best Actor in 2024, and then you won Best Supporting Actor in 2025, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, sir, I did. That is correct. Yeah.
And you're now studying theater at New Mexico State?
Yes, sir, I am.
What were those two roles that...
So that got me supporting, Best Supporting Actor. It was for my role of Ted in Disaster the Musical. It was like a 70s jukebox
Okay,
musical.
That sounds fun. Yeah.
And in 2024, I won as Marcellus Washburn in The Music Man.
Okay.
That was a fun one. Those were terrific times, definitely.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We'll talk with Terry in a moment about this year's awards, and there'll be a dinner in Albuquerque soon and all that sort of a thing. But how is it in New Mexico State? How's it going?
I'd say it's going pretty good. This is my first semester. I enlisted first, got injured, and then I came back. So this is my first time kind of figuring out college, and I think NMSU is pretty welcoming to like new students. So it's definitely a change of pace from high school, though. I'll say that. But it's good.
Yeah, and you went to Oñate/Organ Mountain here.
Yes, sir, right? I did.
Okay. You originally from Cruces?
I am originally from Cruces, yes, sir.
Who's your favorite actor?
Ooh, my favorite actor. I'm probably going to have to go with Ryan Gosling. He's just by far been one of my favorite actors. So.
And by the way, I acted at that theater or acted at New Mexico State Theater and LCCT about, way before, probably 20 years before you were born, or 50 years ago, you see. How is it, do you get to focus on specifically theater a lot in your courses as well as?
Well, right now with my schedule, I'm kind of getting my prerequisites out of the way. You have to get a couple of like the Viewing the Broader World stuff out of the way, math, English, all that stuff. So I think once I kind of pick up sophomore year, it'll be more focused on my theater stuff. But looking at my schedule past probably about my freshman year, it's going to be a very heavy focus on like dancing, singing, stagecraft. I think I even have to do all sorts of backstage stuff. So
I gather you do a lot of musicals.
Yeah, we do a lot of musicals. So between picking through LCCT and I guess community theater, or not community theater, NMSU's theater, there's a lot to do. So it's
I was going to ask, did you start in high school or were you a community theater kid?
I guess I did start in high school. I had a really big push in middle school, and then COVID hit, and then I didn't really have an interest. And then I believe I watched a show my freshman year, and it kind of picked me back up onto it. So, yeah, freshman year of high school was when I kind of started to get really into theater again.
And was there a teacher or anybody that, kind of helped to inspire you?
Well, it was my theater teacher, Mrs. Contreras, or just Miss C is what we called her. She helped me to get into that a lot. And I would also say my middle school teacher, Miss Steen, I don't know what she goes by now, but she was a fantastic.
She'll appreciate it if she hears it.
Well, she hears me from Colorado. Hello.
Okay.
But, no, they were both very fantastic inspirations for me to get into acting.
Yeah.
So, definitely.
So, the Enchantment Awards, did you go on? I think I read, I'm totally unfamiliar with them, but that you go on to something called the Jimmy Awards in New York or contest, or what did that amount to, and was it? Did you perform or audition or what in that?
Well, for Best Actor, you pretty much just get like the whole week to prepare a piece. So they give you an audition piece up there. So you learn a song up there and then you perform something that the song they got you to the best actor's part, and you're competing against 10 men, and then the women are competing against 10 women. Right. So it's 10 on 10. And the top, like the number ones of both of those go to the Jimmy Awards.
And we do have Terry Davis on the line now. Terry, please jump in. Thanks so much for joining us. What more can you tell us about the Enchantment Awards and what you have coming up?
Good morning, Ed, and good morning, Sean. I haven't seen you in a bit.
Yeah, it's been a minute. How are you doing?
Good, doing well. How about you?
Pretty good, sir. Pretty good.
Good. Yeah, the Enchantment Awards began about 10 years ago, and it's also known as the New Mexico High School Musical Theater Awards. What we do is we go out and adjudicate productions and performances around the state for with schools that are doing musicals, and then we pick the top 10 actors, top 10 actresses, as Sean described, and they come together and they work on performances together, they work on solos, and we put on a show in Pokejoy Hall. There's also 10 best supporting actors, 10 best supporting actresses. There are representatives from every school that participated, and there are also 5 production numbers from the companies that are competing for our production awards. And so it's a big show. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of music for the students to learn in a week, and they put on an amazing show.
And when is that?
That'll be May 3rd in Popejoy Hall. At rehearsals for that, we start rehearsals this year April 28th, so like 5 days ahead.
Ooh, that's coming up.
That's when we start rehearsing the kids.
And if someone from here wanted to go up and attend that, how do they reach you and, you know, get tickets or whatever?
The easiest way is just go to enchantmentawards.org, and we've got a link for tickets on that page. And there's lots of information, of course, on our website about our program, about the show, about what we do for students, and that sort of thing, too. So it's all there.
How has the participation from Las Cruces and Southern New Mexico been over the years?
We started in 2017 with Mayfield High School. They were doing a production of Spamalot, and that was our first Las Cruces school.
Nice.
Then I want to say that we didn't get anybody in 2018, but in 2020 we got Oregon Mountain signed up. It was then still Oñate. And we went down to adjudicate. We were all set to go, and of course, COVID hit and canceled everything. So we didn't have a show that year. 2021, we worked on an online show. That was hard because we're stage people,
right?
But we did that, and we had a participant. Two or three participants, actually, from Las Cruces area in that show. When we got live again in 2022, we had Oregon Mountain. I'm pretty sure we had Mayfield. I'm just trying to think of the other schools that were involved, if Las Cruces and Centennial joined in at that point. But by 2023, for sure, all four public schools, public high schools down there had joined in the program
and
have since.
Right.
I'm curious, minor question, I guess, but Ken Milder, who gave the money to start this or started the Enchantment Awards, was he an actor or what was his particular interest in theater or high school theater?
Ken has been involved in theater since, I think, high school. Ken actually didn't originate this, but has been with us from the beginning. The program actually started at Popejoy as a part of Popejoy's operation. But when we finished that year, that first year, 2016, that was the year the state was finding pennies in corners and pulling back every bit of change they could find.
Yeah, that's right.
So new programs died on the vine. But Popejoy encouraged those of us who had worked on it for the first year to continue it. And so we created the 501c3 nonprofit organization went outside of Pope Joy with that organization and with Pope Joy's blessing, kept the work of the award show going. And Pope Joy has been a partner, a very wonderful partner ever since. And so, you know, they are the only Broadway League member in the state of New Mexico. And you have to have a Broadway League member connected with the program to make it work.
Okay. And I'm just curious, why musicals? Why did you, you know, I guess that's the biggest, grandest, and that's just a guess. I'll just ask the question and let you answer it.
Well, it begins from the top down. The Broadway League created what is known as the Jimmy Awards, as you were talking earlier, which is also known as the National High School Musical Theater Awards. The Broadway League is also the same organization that puts on the Tony Awards. So this often is also called the Tony Awards for Teens. And it's gotten quite big at this point. This is their 16th, 17th year. I've sort of lost count. They began with, you know, I don't know, 30 kids on the stage on Broadway in New York. And they're up over 110, up to 110 this year. So, you know, it's grown really quite rapidly. But they're the ones who created the process and said, okay, we only want musicals. We want the kids to be singing. We want them to do it that way. And they set the rules, and we just abide by them. And, you know, we also know that doing, you know, a high school musical, that's one of the grand achievements of being in high school. You know, you get to be on the stage, you get to perform in front of your peers and your parents and, you know, the community at large. And it's a great experience. And it's also a good experience because students are working on a project together. You know, they've got 6, 8 weeks, maybe 10 weeks, and they're all focused on this one project and figuring out how to make things work and creating solutions to problems that come up in the process. And it's a great exercise in what life's going to throw at you. And, you know, you've got a deadline, you've got a budget, you've got, you know, all the things that basically we deal with as adults, and here you get to practice it in high school.
And you're standing up on your hind legs on a theater in front of a bunch of strangers, which is good prep, too. I want to ask you both, if somebody's out there who is younger and thinking about doing some acting or just likes watching a theater, what's the secret to doing your best performance as an actor?
Mm.
What is your secret?
Be honest.
Be honest. That's good.
That's that's hard.
Kind of goes against the whole concept of acting,
right?
Well, right. I mean, here's the one of the really interesting things about acting that I've seen, and Sean, you can obviously talk about your experiences recently too. But everybody looks at acting and says, "Oh, that's easy. Anybody can act because all you're doing is being a human being up there." but essentially what you're doing is saying, yes, I'm going to let my emotions, good, bad, and ugly, come out of me for the purpose of portraying this character. And we can tell in the audience whether those emotions are honest or not. So the ideal is to release your honest emotions, even as you're singing, which is even harder, and make that all something true for an audience watching that, and the really good actors make it look so easy that we all think, oh, I could do that.
That makes sense.
How about you, Sean? What do you focus on? You know, we cast a play tomorrow, musical, and you're going to play a certain role. What do you focus on in terms of preparing yourself inside?
Being honest is definitely a very important part of it. But I would also probably say just drawing from who you are as a person, putting yourself on the stage, because you can play another person playing a person. But like Terry said, like being honest and being like otherwise yourself is probably one of the most important parts of theater. I mean, just getting up there, every single time that I've ever played a role, I've kind of thought about who I am as a person, how this character kind of relates to me, and how I can put a little spin on it that's different than the last guy that played him.
Absolutely. I mean, the playwright puts the words on the page, but the way those are interpreted are going to be different by everybody who does it. You're all going to bring your own personal experiences to it.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's important, is it's telling a story, and it's telling a story through your eyes, through the director's vision, through a whole lot of people. You are the entertainment for sometimes like five people, sometimes 500, sometimes 5,000. I mean, just whoever is there to listen and whoever's there to see you, you got to put your best foot forward. So
you are obviously very serious about this. You're going to NMSU. You talked about all of the classes you will be taking once you get through this first year and all the rudimentary stuff. Do you envision a professional career? Is this what you want to be doing for your adult life and for how you earn your income?
I think I absolutely do. When it comes to just jobs and stuff like that, I can't think of a better fitting job for me. I've always thought about, like, I don't know, I could be some corporate person or something like that. I'm like, it's just not me. I like to be a people person. I like to talk to people, and I feel like theater's a huge way for me to kind of get to be able to talk to people. So
yeah,
it's just one of those things. Theater, being on camera, camera work is so fun. Being on set is just a super huge thing. I had to turn down a casting call not too long ago because I had classes, and I was a little sad. But
yeah.
I mean, all that stuff is very good experiences. You're learning about people. It's, I think, my ideal job, to be honest.
And it seems like a kid from Las Cruces can go to NMSU and get opportunities with films being shot here. I mean, that opportunity didn't exist 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's a brand new opportunity, and I think it's super cool that we're now seeing that, especially around the time that we are, 2026. I mean, yeah, 10 years ago, you really wouldn't think about it. I remember when... what was it? I believe Stranger Things, maybe season 3 or something like that, was casting down here. And I was like, wow, I've never seen Netflix like show down here. So
yeah, that was a big deal.
It is a very big deal.
There was a buzz, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially for us, man. We're getting a lot of cool films and stuff coming out around here.
Yeah.
So
there used to be a time, and probably not the case anymore, where it seemed like there was a difference between stage actors who would project and they would have this, and on-screen actors where it was thought to be a lot more delicate. And but now it seems like everybody does everything. Is that kind of...
I'd say so, but there's definitely a big break between stage acting and camera acting, because camera work, you're doing a lot of the small details, you know, the wincing of your eyes, the way you kind of squint, the way you speak softly. With theater, you kind of have to make it more broad, because it's you on a stage in a huge auditorium full of a lot of people, so you have to kind of make your motions, I guess not general, but a little bit bigger so people at the back can see it, whereas camera work, it's smaller, it's more condensed, it's more like... microscopic, I guess, in a way.
Right.
So,
right.
But there's a good, if you can act on a stage, I think getting on camera is a pretty, at least for me, you can do it pretty good.
Right.
We like to talk about the idea that it's,
yeah, go ahead,
it's a focus of energy.
There we go. Yeah.
For stage, you're projecting your energy out to a much larger space.
Right.
For film, you're projecting your energy only as far as the camera is. Or your fellow actors right there, or both. So that's the difference. But the interesting thing is you'll see exactly what you mentioned. The actors from Stranger Things, many are also musical in some way. They either sing in bands or they have performed in musicals. So I'm trying to think of the actor's name or the character's name to be able to speak to this, but one of them actually started in Les Mis on Broadway.
Yeah.
I was bemused by that. Many, many years ago when I was here as a student, I was making a film, and I used a stage actor, Forrest Westmoreland, also a contractor, but one of the leading amateur stage actors, to play the bigoted police chief, because his overplaying for theater worked great with film, you know, where you have to underplay, but he wasn't. And it, so it really helped create a certain character.
Yeah.
Terry, I'm curious, we were talking about being able to make a career of this. Have there been, you know, New Mexico students who have come through this competition and sort of used it as a springboard to go on and to have a career?
Yeah, it's an interesting situation, oddly, because we're young enough. At 10 years, you think, well, that's, you know, we've had some time. But those, first of all, we ended up with COVID for in the 2 years in the middle of all that. Mm-hmm. And second, those students, many of them are still pretty young. Our host this year, we haven't even announced this anywhere yet, our host for the 2026 Enchantment Awards will be the best actor from the 2016 Enchantment Awards, Devin McCleskey. He's from Los Alamos, and he went on to University of Michigan, got a BFA in musical theater there, and has since been in tours, national tours of Cats and Pretty Woman across the country. And then he was just in a two-week run of a revival of a show on Broadway called High Spirits. So, yes, Devin is a working actor. Jackson Murrieta, who did not win as a Best Actor, he was with us in 2019, went on to Pepperdine, went on to Disney, and is now touring the country in the Book of Mormon, and is an equity actor doing that work. Mm-hmm. So, yes, there are students who have come through our program who are doing that.
Let me ask
what our program can give for them is mostly just either a leg up or more help on getting to be better at what they do.
How's theater doing in New Mexico, high school and other amateur, to extent, because we noticed quite a while ago, I mean, we've got a really thriving theater group here, and my cousin in Santa Fe was kind of envious. They don't have as much, Santa Fe is supposed to be an intellectual capital or whatever, but theater was better here. But around the state, how's theater doing? Is it growing or falling away because of, you know, other media?
The answer to that is yes. all
gotcha.
Of the above.
Yes.
Santa Teresa just killed its high school theater program. Yeah. Other programs are flourishing. Rio Rancho, both high schools are doing really well with theater. Santa Fe has good. The Santa Fe High School I know has a good program. I don't know about Capital's program, although I've heard good things. But they do it in a very different way than other schools do. So, Clovis, you know, has had an on and off program for years, and they're trying to really work on their program. So, I mean, it just depends on where you are in the state. Some school administrators support theater and the education that theater can bring. Others do not.
Yeah. Sean, I'm curious, when you go to these competitions, do you work at all with the other actors? Do you form any friendships or bonds, or is it so competitive that you're, you know, just kind of rooting for them to trip over their shoelaces or something?
Yeah, at some points I think it's a little bit of everything. But overall, you know, we all kind of work together. You know, we're all doing the same workshops. We're all kind of hanging out with each other. Of course, when we would go back to our hotels and stuff like that, you know, we're kind of in separate spots because, you know, I'm from down south. Some of those kids, at least in my years, were from up north. So, you know, we get a different divide. But, like, I would say I've made some pretty good friends. I have a friend named Addy. He won Best Actor the year that I was nominated for Best Actor. And I believe he's at North Carolina right now.
Okay.
I could be wrong. But yeah. He's a good friend of mine. I'd consider him a great friend. And you meet a lot of very cool people there. You get to work with a lot of people that you never would have thought you'd worked with. And, you know, it's a good experience, I would say, just for, like, meeting people, working together. And, of course, at the end of the day, you know, some people kind of wish, like, oh, I wish I'd made it sometimes. I know there was moments I felt was selfish enough to be like, oh, I wish I did that. And then I'm like, you know what? Seeing the work that they put into, like, how they performed and how they projected and stuff and the judging and all that, I am absolutely glad to see other people win that stuff and get up there. It's a good learning experience no matter where you are in the process. So,
yeah,
and we try to emphasize the cooperation over the competition.
Yeah. Cooperation is very
important. At some point, Sean may end up in a play with Addie.
They've got to
cooperate.
Right.
Well,
right.
And also theaters, like other arts, not basically a competition. I mean, nothing against what you're doing. I mean, I think it's great to have competitions and do what you're doing. But, you know, acting is a different kind of thing in art. But we're coming toward the end of the hour. So could you reiterate very quickly, Terry, how people would get to the Enchantment Awards this year?
Sure. The Enchantment Awards is May 3rd, 7 p.m. in Popejoy Hall on the UNM campus. Tickets are available through our website, enchantmentawards.org. You can also find it on the Popejoy Presents page, but we have a direct link off of our page, so that's probably faster and easier. And tickets are on sale at this moment. Well, and we'll be announcing our nominees in about an hour on YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah. Sorry, we missed it. You could have done it live.
Well, we got one.
Speak Up Las Cruces. Having said all that, Walt and I want to thank both of you. Terry Davis on the phone from Albuquerque about the Enchantment Awards, and Sean Miller from Las Cruces, the exciting young actor.